making a project out of Torah study would mean to say, I'm going to increase my Torah learning in this coming year. It may be through this avenue, and if that doesn't work, I'll try a different avenue. But because I looked at it as a project and not as a specific activity or task, it has the ability to A, withstand the turmoil of life, because I'm involved in a project similar to family life and making a living, as well as if I fail, I don't have to throw in the towel. This is Rabbi Levi Leibowitz inviting you to join me for a new discussion in our continuing series called Living to Grow. Let's share some time unpacking some important ideas which I hope will inspire and add to your spiritual growth. The name of this new series is Staying Power, because as we enter Elul now, we've got to look down the road. We know that Elul, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur bring about a lot of inspiration and a lot of good intentions, which unfortunately subside or dissipate shortly after this period of the year ends. And we don't want that to happen. We want now from the beginning to prepare ourselves in a way that the inspiration that we receive, the clarity, the focus that we have doesn't just evaporate as these days come to an end. So I know it's a little crazy, but instead of focusing on Elul, I really want to focus on Hanukkah, Purim, Shavuos, next summer, next Elul even. Where are we going to be holding then? And how do we get there? Because we don't want this to be a one-time thing. We don't want it to be this annual routine of this spiritual high for a bunch of weeks. Then we come right back down to earth doing things as we always did. We want the next few weeks to have an impact on us in a way that the following year is a different year than we've ever had before. So when we enter into Elul, don't just think about Elul. Think about the year to come. And what's it going to take to basically change our lives? That we're operating on a different level than we have previously. What do we need to do? What are the mindsets we need to adopt in order to live like that? In order to really up our game? So that's what this series is going to be about. I hope that you will find benefit in the conversations that ensue. There's a problem. As I mentioned earlier, we have a spiritual high, and then we come right back down. If we want to tackle this issue, we need to look at other areas of life and see, does the same thing happen there too? Or have we figured out how to maintain a certain equilibrium or trajectory when it comes to those matters? When I thought about this, I realized that in two areas of life, most people are able to maintain a consistency in those areas. And that is when it comes to our family life and when it comes to our career. That means that family life is not easy and has a lot of ups and downs to it. But just because something doesn't work out for us, we don't just throw in the towel and walk out on our families. There's something there that keeps that consistency going. Likewise, when it comes to our professions and our livelihood, if God forbid we were to get fired or laid off, we wouldn't just throw in the towel and give up and never work another day in our lives. Of course not. We would get right back at the want ads. We would network. We would figure out how to find another job, right? You know, if something doesn't work out, we don't just give up. We can't give up. We got to move forward. And over there, you don't need this added level of encouragement or inspiration to keep on going. It's just natural. So why is it when it comes to our spiritual growth and our aspirations for spiritual greatness, there we need constant inspiration or constant encouragement, constant support to keep us going? Because if not, we are just going to throw in the towel. Why is it that in these other areas of life, it's not like that? And it's simple that we just continue along this journey. Whereas when it comes to our spiritual life, if it doesn't work out, we just throw in the towel and say, better luck next year. So the first stab at this dilemma is as follows. Our family life and our parnasa is a context to life that we've adopted for ourselves. Of course we're going to be a spouse, and of course we're going to be a parent. And that's our responsibility. And that's just what life is all about. Similarly, of course, we need money to live, so we're going to go out there and do our best to make a livelihood. It's a given. But it's more than just that it's a given. It's a structure. It's a system. And that system has offshoots that are relevant in many different areas. So because we find ourselves in that system or that structure, we're not leaving it. This is part of life. Whereas when it comes to our spiritual growth, I think there's a sense that it's an add-on, it's an extra. And more than that, and this is the main point of today's discussion, I don't think we view our spiritual growth or our relationship with Judaism, with Torah and mitzvahs, as something that has a structure to it, that we're building something and creating something. I think there is an outlook that Judaism is the way we respond when responsibilities come our way. So there's a responsibility to put on tefillin in the morning. Okay, I'll get up and put on the tefillin. There's a responsibility to do chesed, to be kind to others. Okay, I'll do the kindness. Someone comes to me and asks for tzedakah. I'll give them tzedakah. Most of our Judaism is responsive. We're responders to a need that comes our way, whether it's Hashem asking something of us or whether it's others asking something of us. But our Judaism is responsive. We're responding to the need. And the image I have in my head is it's almost like the game of whack-a-mole, where one head pops up and you smack it down. Another head pops up, you smack it down. Another head pops up and you smack it down. We're just constantly smacking down or checking boxes that come our way. We don't see it as a life. We don't see it as a project. We don't see it as something that's interconnected with each other. It's not like that. It's just like isolated responsibilities where we do that one, we check that box. We do another one, we check that box. We do another one, we check that box. Comes along life with all of its distractions and temptations and emotional needs and moods. And it totally throws us off because we have nothing really to hold on to. We're not anchored anywhere. Whereas when it comes to making a living, I know where I'm going. I know what I need to do in order to accomplish it. And I get to work. I know what it means to lead a family. I know what it takes to do that. And I'm going to take the necessary steps to get there. We have a plan. We have a direction. We're going somewhere. I think that when it comes to Yiddishkeit, when it comes to our Torah and our mitzvos, we don't really see a direction here, or we don't necessarily make something of our Torah mitzvos. Again, we look at it like when the challenge comes our way, we've got to step up to the plate and overcome it. I want to be clear about this. I am not trying to be negative over here. That's amazing that we're so dedicated, that we're so committed, and that it really means so much to us. But if you want to keep something going throughout the year, it can't be that you're in reactive, responsive mode. You've got to be in a proactive, creative mode. And we have to learn that Torah mitzvahs aren't just things that we react or respond to. They're things that we create, we build. Shlomo HaMelech says, Im tevakshenu kakesev v'chamatmonim tach besena, oz tovin yiras Hashem v'das alakim timsa. If you seek it out like silver, and you search for it like treasures, you will understand the fear of Hashem and know Him. The Altar of Kelm says that from here we learn that we must approach the fear of heaven, avodas Hashem, the same way we would approach the pursuit of silver, in other words, business. And you don't build a successful business by playing the game of whack-a-mole. You build a successful business by having a mission statement, a business plan, and an understanding of every step that it will take in order to create the business, in order to create the service, the product for the world. What I mean to say is, you can't approach it like isolated responsibilities that just pop up and we respond. Pop up and we respond. No, it's not going to work. Judaism is a set of projects that we build. Davening is not just how we respond to the demands of davening. Davening is creating a davening, creating a relationship through the davening. Tzedakah is not just our response when someone has need. We create a world. We create the project of tzedakah. And when each thing is a project as opposed to a box to check, that's something that will remain with us, will stick with us, will stay alive throughout the year. So the way I'm envisioning it is, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur help give us the clarity as to how we want to live out our year. What projects do we want to develop throughout the year? Not what do we want to excel in? What do we want to do right? What boxes do we want to check? I'll give a very simple, powerful distinction over here. Learning Torah. It's something that many of us struggle with. Finding time for it, the motivation for it, especially with all the responsibilities we have in our lives. Comes Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and we have this inspiration to make a change in our life in the area of Torah study. So there's two ways we can deal with this. The conventional approach is to say, I'm going to learn Daf Yomi in the coming year. And we put all of our eggs in that basket. And then, if for some reason it doesn't work out, we just throw in the towel. We tried the Daf Yomi thing. It wasn't for me. And then we say to ourselves, okay, we gave it a good try. Better luck next year. That's one approach. But then I didn't really make a project out of Torah study. Making a project out of Torah study would mean to say, I'm going to increase my Torah learning in this coming year. It may be through this avenue, and if that doesn't work, I'll try a different avenue. And if that avenue doesn't work, I'll try a third avenue, etc., etc., etc. But because I looked at it as a project and not as a specific activity or task, it has the ability to A, withstand the current or the waves or the turmoil of life, because I'm involved in a project similar to family life and making a living, as well as if I fail, I don't have to throw in the towel because I could try a different avenue. Just because this one didn't work, the overall topic or project called Torah study is still alive and kicking. And I think that many of us make a mistake over here that we focus our efforts on one specific task or one specific activity. We put all of our eggs in that basket, and then inevitably, something's going to happen. Hopefully it'll work out. And I've heard from many people that it does, but I've also heard from many, many people that it doesn't. But if you look at it as a project for life, it's a whole different story. This upcoming period of the year, I'm not looking to do this period right. I'm looking to set myself up for the new project of 5786. It's a project. It's not focused on one activity, which in general, our Judaism is like that. I got to check that box, and I got to check that box. I got to check that box, and I got to check that box. No, Yiddishkeit, Torah mitzvahs do not have to just be boxes that we check. They can be our projects for life. So, just to wrap it up over here, the first paradigm shift in our staying power series is not looking at Torah and mitzvahs, our avodas Hashem, our spiritual growth as isolated actions that we are to execute on, but projects for life, things that we're building, just like we would build a business, we're going to build our davening. Just like we would build a business, we're going to build our Torah study. We're going to build our Shabbos. We're going to build our chesed. All these areas of Judaism aren't just boxes to check. They're projects with mission statements, business plans, and with steps to take to build each one of these into something that we are proud of. So that's the first paradigm shift. I welcome any feedback that you have, and I look forward to making 5786 the most spiritually satisfying year of our lives. Join me again as we embark on a transformative journey of self-discovery, rediscovering the beauty and richness of our tradition. If you'd like to reach out and contact me directly, or you'd like to help support this and other projects, you can email me at llibovitz, L-E-B-O-V-I-T-S, at vodproject.org, VOD spelled V-A-A-D. Thanks for listening.